Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Need You More Today, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, A Thirst for God's Freedom, from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5.
Decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you walk with me down life's troubled roads, and you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. In the morning, and I fear to face the day. Oh, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind. Oh, but I'm ever learning, Lord. Every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday.
What is lacking in America today is moral and spiritual foundations. We've let these things erode, and we've let these fly-by-night politicians that come in that are nothing but con artists and liars and cheats and thieves that's responsible for the death of lives and lies their way through it. They need to be put in prison.
Amen.
Amen. Not running for president. One woman, an atheist. I remember the day when Madeline Murray O'Hara, under the direction of Satan, was successful in disarming prayer in school. I remember a man in reading about Roger Baldwin, founder of one of the greatest tools that Satan's used against our nation called the ACLU, that basically, and people don't even know what it's about. You know what Roger Baldwin was about? Socialism. Socialism is another name for communism. And we even had a candidate running, and he is a socialist. And he's sitting in the Senate. God help us. Amen. And you know what? That same mentality is still prevailing in today the element of our country and their nation. Both of these people were their followers. They were, had a purpose to destroy today the spiritual and the moral fiber of America. See, that's what it's all about. It's not about giving you more. It's about ultimately taking from you. It's about robbing you. It's about controlling you. It's about today living in a place today. And let me tell you what, you can look around the world. It doesn't work. This nation was one of the few nations that was founded on the biblical principles of God's Word. And it was a place and point in time. And you study, and I've studied the history of the things that have occurred that is associated with the Bible, and where this was our foundation, which we built upon. And when we built upon this foundation, it's like the Word says, when you build upon Christ, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And see, there was a place and time in America where we had that. But you know what? We had, and I use that past tense, we had that. We don't have it anymore. Amen. I mean, today, does the America that we really love today know God? The Bible says in Matthew 10:33, whosoever shall deny me before men, I will deny before my Father which is in heaven. If we reject God and His Son, you know what? I'm going to tell you point blank, you have no hope. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. That's still in the Bible. The hedge of protection, it is literally being lifted from our nation. It's just not contingent upon what us standing with Israel. There's a lot of contention here that's contained in our stand. And I contend the other two great elements is the element of the mirror of the moral and the spiritual foundation. And we do not have that in America any longer. So I believe it's time we, the body of Christ, the born-again believer, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today, I believe it's time we return to the God of our fathers. Amen. I believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we need that same God involved in our society and in our culture, in our schools, in our homes, in our lives, in our communities, and in our churches. I believe we need to get back today that there shall have no other God before me. That's what God said. I believe we need to get back to the way, the truth, and the life, as described in John 14 and verse 6. I believe we need to get back to righteousness exalteth a nation. I believe we need to get back today to be thou holy as I am holy, as God said. Back to righteousness, back to right living today, back to honor and respect of God. See, here's the real underlying fact, as I keep telling you. The issue today is the fact that we have today people that are governing and leading today that have no respect and no honor for God, and therefore today they have literally spit in God's face, and they want us to get on the same train that they're on. No thanks. I'm going to a different place. And folks, it's leading to destruction. Back to God who founded, you know, and lifted us up and brought us out of being defeated and down and sinful and shameful today. And today, belonging to the devil, thank God, by the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus, we have been liberated. We have been set free. Amen. Canceled out our sin debt. Thank God. All through the blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It was He who redeemed us. It was He who set us free. And He is the one that declared, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So what we need in the church today is a thirst for God's freedom. Yeah. What we need in the church is a thirst for God's freedom. And today, you're not going to have freedom without the Word. You're not going to have freedom without the blood of Jesus. You're not going to have freedom without the cross. You're not going to have freedom without holiness. You're not going to have freedom without consecration, separation, dedication, obedience. If there's going to be freedom today, it's got to come by the way that God provided. And folks, we have taken the Word of God and we've removed it. And so therefore today, that's why we're in the mess that we're in. But let me tell you today, this Word has not changed and the author has not changed. For He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did then, God can still do today. Do you believe that God can turn that nation back to God? I believe today if we, the church people, the nation's not coming back until we, the people of God, come back. Get away from this easy believism and convenience and serving God and showing up in church and when you feel like it and not being faithful and not giving your soul and your life to Christ. You don't know wonder today we're in such a poor condition. Because today we as Christians today have ignored God's Word and therefore today we have sealed our own doom. We are the standard bearers, amen. We're not going along. We're not on the chain gang. We're not a bunch of dogs chasing the crumbs. We are the standard bearers. We have the standard. We are to live the standard. But here's the gotcha. The reason that we're not today bearing the standard is because we're not living the standard. We're not living holy, separated, sanctified, God-filled lives. We're flirting with the devil's sin in the world, and we're saying that we're a Christian. Let me tell you what. You better choose who you're going to serve. The Word of God says today you can't serve God in the world. You can't serve God in the devil. He said today, you've got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Moses told the Israelites, whose side are you on? And my question today for the born-again child of God, whose side are you on? If you're blood-washed and belonging to God, you better be on the Lord's side. And the way that you demonstrate that you're on the Lord's side is that you start living like you're on the Lord's side. Come on, church. Amen. So we need today a thirst for God's freedom. Freedom is the right to do what God has pointed us to do. It's not the right to do whatever you want to do. Freedom comes with responsibility. Did you hear that? John 8:36 says, if the Son shall therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Jesus lets us know where freedom comes from. Amen. So freedom comes from a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has provided today a method of freedom for us today, and we've got to believe on Him and we've got to live for Him. Amen. So therefore, the Bible is a book of freedom. Did you realize that? This is a book of freedom. And you know why you're not living in freedom? Because you never open it and read it and live by it. Amen. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We've got to live the Word. Amen. I believe the Bible. Well, you don't believe it if you don't live it. Good Lord, preacher, did you have razor blade soup this morning? No. I'm called to preach the truth. And I have enough respect for my God to know that if I don't, He's going to deal with me. So I'm not preaching mean. I'm trying to give you the truth today of freedom. Adam was created to be free. He was given the Eden Garden. Everything was provided. God took care of everything. However, He said, there's a tree. You better leave it alone. So what did Adam and Eve do? They partook of the tree.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.